So we can't always say, oh, the music industry is making me do this. No, they're not. They have nothing on you. You're a grown-ass man. If you don't want to, if you don't want to do that bullshit, don't do it. Don't do it.
Dead in hip hop conversations. Dead in hip hop conversations. I'm here with Nike Wonder.
What's good, homie?
Peace to the A. Dead in hip hop.
Today on Dead in Hip Hop. Be straight from the D. Bring you the latest on the hip hop minute. BK on the artist spotlight. And of course, the infamous Dead End Hip Hop conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
What's up? This beat coming at you in the Hip Hop Minute. Just found out that Snoop Dogg, Dogumentary, got a release album March 29th. Make sure you check out for that one. Also, I said before in a previous Hip Hop Minute, we got Saigon album coming out, Greatest Story Never Told, coming up this Tuesday. So we got the long-awaited Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole mixtape due to release. But yeah, make sure you check out the site, deadendhiphop.com, if you want to get some exclusive footage of the webisode, and you can get some more release dates of albums and mixtapes coming out. Keep that locked. Make sure y'all check out the Grammy nominations for the Hip Hop Artist and Rap Albums of the Year. Make sure y'all check that out. That's hip hop. Check that out on deadendhiphop.com. Make sure you be on the lookout for Tupac documentary film coming out later on, this release this summer. And also confirm Kendrick Lamar and J Rock, new West Coast artists, featuring on Dr. Dre's Detox. Keep it locked, Dead End Hip Hop.
Artist Spotlight.
And my bitch, I find cursing, cause I'm a prick, but you still wanna stick on my arm like a blind person. I'm hungry, gotta get my click on Mayday. Go back to the old 106 and pork, piss on AJ. You gotta lie, but not in the booth. My bitch, she never talked to me again if I always told her the truth. My whole team got a Buddha habit that can make Larry David curb his enthusiasm. And the leak gave me a tweak in my right eye. And I been half-baked, but motherfuck Mr. Nice Guy. Scaring him faster, stabbing him after. Got a sick flow like a bitch on a period with ovarian cancer. All
right, this is Mike C-Town, Dead End Hip Hop. It's my man BK. A3C. So, you enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah, I've had a good time, man. People like the Southern hospitality, you know? Yeah. New York is very angry. So it's cool to, you know, come down. The further you go down, I think the more friendly you
get. So who's your
I still love you, New York.
So your latest project that you just dropped a couple months back, tell us about that.
Well, my last LP is called Hunger Pains, and it's probably the best work I've done to date. Big up to Colmont Records, you know what I'm saying? Big up to DJ Dutchmaster. And, you know, we got excellent material, man, just real hip-hop. If you love real hip-hop, then you'll love the album. You know, it's features from Master Ace, Wordsworth, to everybody. Inspector Dex, Saigon, production from Illmind, Marco Polo, the Alchemist, my man J.R. Rotem. Big up to J.R. Hollywood. You're not too Hollywood for me, buddy. But I got mad love for the Rotem, so big up to Tommy and J.R. And I'm, you know, the usual suspects, you know, so I'm blessed to be able to work with the, you know, the dudes who are doing their thing. I'm a happy man.
Don't try this cat, your rhyme's mindless rap. When I drop, crack the ball, get it, my shit down a fat. When it's time to breath, glide to glide on track. Start hitting, start spitting, set my mind to left. Sun got jealous cause I shine the facts. It's so fucking bright, it leave you blind as bats. My new bitch really wanna whine and clap. Screaming at my old bitch, your vagina is whack. To the live is packed, bring blind and back.
Let me ask you this, as a, you know, as a hip hop artist, and current state of the game right now, like it feels like it's a lot of energy in it right now. What is your take on that? Because there's a lot of dope projects coming out. I mean, you got your dope projects coming out. Gail's coming out with his. You know, Scott's just dropped that with Illmind. What's your take on the game right now?
Well, I mean, like when you mention those artists, like you know, like Al's the homie, big up to Al, and you know, and Sky Zoo and Illmind. You know, those dudes still do a brand of hip-hop that, you know, I like to do, that I pride myself on, and I think they do too. I mean, when you say the state of the game, I think of, like, you know, like Hot 97, commercial radio, shit like that, or like MTV, and like I think that shit is in a depressing state. But I think that the real dudes who are in the guts of it and the grits of it, who do this for what we love to do, like my man Edgar Allan Flo, you know what I mean? So right now, there's a lot of good music on all levels in the guts of it, you know? On that other big, you know, on that commercial standpoint, I think it's fucking disgraceful. Honestly, I think it's really, like, not representing the culture at all, you know what I mean? And, like, I'm a dude who's about, like, I grew up, like, in this culture. It's, like, my religion, you know what I'm saying? So if you're not about, like, b-boying or graffiti or DJing when you're rapping on stage, or not even rapping, like, MCs, like, people don't know what a rapper is. There's 100 little dickheads who are rappers on my block. They're not hip-hop dudes, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like what's on the radio and what gets burned is just bad rap music. And that's not a representation of this culture, of me or my peoples or what we came up listening to, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel bad for the younger generation who doesn't get a chance to experience that like we did, you know what I mean? And, like, I think that if the bigger corporations with the money behind it would have some balls and put something into some real shit, I think that people would embrace that shit, you know what I mean? Because people embrace quality and things that they can relate to. I don't really know that many motherfuckers who can relate to, like, you know, 57-inch rims and fucking popping champagne with my... I mean, that's cool. And it's cool to do a track like that, but I don't really can't relate to that. I don't know anybody in my neighborhood who can fuck with that. So, like, I'm happy for those cats for doing well and getting out the hood and doing that, but, like, you know, give something back to us that we could, you know, man, we could feel or something.
We can relate,
man.
To it.
Yeah, man. It's, I mean, it's supposed to be the universal language, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. I just came from overseas, you know, like, and, like, you know, they don't have to understand. It's, like, almost like we're together because we speak this language. Like, but these motherfuckers out there ain't speaking my language. So, that's how I feel about it. I like to smack Drake in the face, you know what I mean? People are like, yo, I'm not, like, don't be like me, don't listen, whatever, that's my opinion. Like, I'm entitled to my opinion, I'm not a hater.
I'm just a hip-hop
head who loves the culture, and I miss it, you know what I'm saying?
So we're sitting around, and one of the things she said is, somebody has to redefine hip-hop for me. Yeah. He started. Intelligent Sex.
Well, the only thing I said basically is that my personal dealings with hip hop slash rap as a whole is that in my iTunes, I always break up hip hop. Anything before N.W.A. was hip hop. Anything after is rap. And my personal feeling on that is that I get really tired of everybody using hip hop like, you know, like Kleenex, meaning that, you know, when you say Kleenex, it means tissues. But basically, hip hop is the generic word for everything if it has to deal with some sort of rap. So I think we need to stop using that particular term to be interchangeable with pretty much everything. You know, if a dude's in front of a mic, oh, that's hip hop. When it's not, it's just rap. When hip hop as a genre covers so many other things, graffiti, dancing, just a whole lifestyle, while rap is just something that's just basically done. And I think people would stop as a before using hip hop interchangeably like that.
You don't think it divides the genre or the culture by having two separate genres for it?
I mean, there's division in pretty much anything, but I'm just saying, it's kind of like rock defined in the 50s is not the same rock as now. And I think people need to look at hip-hop and rap in the same way, because hip-hop the way it was when it started, you know, back when Kool Herc started it, is not the same way it is right now. So,
is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's doing good. He's all right. But no, let me say this. Like, okay, you compare rock, the way rock was back then, the way hip-hop was back then, but rock was always just the music. It was never a lifestyle. It's like hip-hop was not that. Hip-hop was a lifestyle. Rap was just the music. So hip-hop can be anything. Hip-hop can be the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I dress. Hip-hop can be anything. It doesn't have to be rap. I mean, Erykah Badu is hip-hop. She don't rap. Rap is just the music. So you can't really categorize music that way as, you know, this is hip-hop versus this is rap. That's the way that's the way I see it.
But who said what was hip-hop?
Who said?
Oh, that's
God. That is God. I'd love to know that.
Think about it, though.
But he's
early on.
Cowboy coined the term hip hop. He's the one who said hip hop. But he said this is hip hop because this is what we do. We hipping and hopping, we jamming around. That's what hip hop was. It wasn't like this is the music. This music is hip hop. It's just this.
this culture, this thing that we're doing, this is hip hop.
I just feel like, not to cut you off, but I feel like these rappers of today, they're basically, they're not doing it from the heart, you know. Hip hop was done more from the heart. These guys are doing it just to make money. Exactly. It's almost like genocide to look at it because it actually brought more of a lower class culture out. And now you have even middle class and white kids actually trying to act out what they're talking about. And it's becoming like a big problem, like Lil Wayne with tattoos all over his face. You see young guys, 15, 16, doing the same thing. And then they rap about jail mentality. And you see these young guys, they think that's what they're supposed to be doing, so they're actually following behind them. Whereas when hip-hop first started, they were more on some oppression type stuff. Like, they were talking about them being oppressed. These guys today, they're talking more about what they have. There's no oppression in that. It's more of what they have, what they will do to somebody.
Back then, you could talk about really anything. As long as you had skills, you were going to be on the radio.
Right.
Now, it's not the same thing. Unless I'm talking about that bullshit, I'm not going to be on the radio. I got to be snapping and clapping and then talking about ass, tits, and cars.
Let me ask you.
Oh, and create a dance.
Exactly. Yeah. I need a dance. Like,
let me ask y'all this. Y'all think corporate has a lot to do with, like, radio now?
Yeah. I think they're blamed way too much. I really
you
do.
Think
I
so?
I don't know. I think the corporations are blamed way too much. I'm going to tell you why. Because if we as a people stop supporting that shit, the corporations are going to have to change. So we can't always say, oh, the music industry is making me do this. No, they're not. They have nothing on you. You're a grown-ass man. If you don't want to do that bullshit, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You don't have to be a millionaire. You can still make money doing hip hop. You think don't have that party money.
But that goes back to what he said. Are they doing it because they love it, or are they doing it to get rich?
That's my point. That's why I agree with him. Yeah. It's like, if you're doing it from the heart,
you don't need puffy money.
If everybody stood up and said, okay, we're gonna do this thing like in a positive manner, then corporate would agree with it and they would still make money.
Right.
But if you have everybody saying we're going to do this way and everybody's following, then corporate's going to say, okay, well, we're not going to sign artists that are actually speaking from the heart. We're going to sign the ones that are talking about doing it this way because they're making money. But if everybody came to some type of agreement, or even if they just actually stood up against corporate and said, okay, we're going to do things this way, and they actually did it that way, I don't think corporate would care because they're more about the money.
So corporate follows the trends, or maybe create a trend. Because you look at trap music that was big, and now it's still here if you were one of the biggest stars like a Jeezy or a Gucci Mane. But now it's almost non-existent because now,
like, so you got Trey
and Wiz. But now that has become a trend because of the hipsters and all those guys that were making that type of music with Kids in the Hall, the Cool Kids and all, they were out. And they were generating the most buzz because it was online, and they were able to see that there was an audience for this type of music, and that's where everybody was going, which is why the record sales have disappeared.
You think the internet has a lot to do with that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I say for the music business, man, the internet is the gift and the curse at the same time. It's good if you want to promote.
But it creates fake fans. I think it creates people that really don't really maybe necessarily like or love the culture. I think it further divides the genre for one. And then it's like when the guys blow up, all of a sudden they're not fans of the people in the first place because they want to be underground. And, you know, I'm representing the underground, so you have to keep all that mainstream stuff. As soon as they go mainstream, it's like, oh, well, screw you.
But that's not always the case, though. It's okay if you go mainstream.